I have done in the past a three-hour class. We cover basically everything from pond construction, so folks that might be looking to build one or have issues with construction issues on a pond, to the fish and fish management. We then go from there to talk about aquatic plants, aeration, and then on to typical pond issues that folks have that that I have to deal with pretty commonly.
So we're talking about two avenues here. You're talking about new pond construction, but then you're talking about maintenance or management of existing ponds that are out there too.
Correct. Yes.
And what about the collaboration here with the Rock Island County Soil and Water Conservation District? Why is that partnership important, and why are you teaming up with them?
Well, historically, the IDNR folks within fisheries have always worked with soil and water conservation districts across Illinois, especially when it came to pond construction and pond management as far as soil and watershed issues. So those two agencies together, they can provide some other information based on soil and watershed information. And then, you know, IDNR Fisheries was always there to supply the information on how to manage fish and, you know, things within your water. So that's always been the important reason that those two agencies have been together.
And then, as far as you've been doing this for a while, is there one common theme or something that you commonly refer to or commonly hear from landowner, or is it basically kind of a cross section of different things?
No, there tends to be two major issues within a pond. One is aquatic vegetation management. That's the number one issue that pond owners have, and it's historically been that way. Going back into the 1960s, the department did a survey with private pond owners, and, you know, aquatic vegetation was an issue then, as it is now. Now, the other issue that comes, that is the second issue, is fisheries management or poor fisheries within a lake. And that can be attributed to numerous issues, but many of them are easily fixed and easily remedied through management programs.